What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 101 of Off The Record. I'm your host, Imogen Marshall, and as always, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All the details are on our website at www.offtherecorduk.com. Now, before we get to this week's episode, of course, we have the news. So we've had quite a few exciting announcements in the UK country scene. So first up, Eric Pasley announced that he is going to join the Shires on their UK tour. Of course, that tour includes a date at London's Palladium this year. So get your tickets, but they will be touring in May. So really excited for that show and, of course, for the Shires' new album that's coming out this year. Morgan Wallen announced today that he is, or yesterday, that he is set for his first ever headline European tour with bringing special guest Hardy along. I'm sure most of you will be familiar with Morgan Wallen, but if not, his song Whiskey Glasses and Up Down are two ones gateway drugs to Morgan Wallen's music. And Hardy as well is a really formidable live talent, and I can't wait to see him. Definitely one to keep your eyes on. His recent releases have just been absolutely epic, so definitely go and have a check out of that. Now, Florida Georgia Line have announced on Friday that they have parted ways from their longtime managers. They announced they were amicably parting ways with their management, Big Loud, after 9 years together. Chris Stapleton made a big announcement in America, announcing the return of his All-American Roadshow will return this summer with an absolutely epic lineup. I am so jealous of everyone in America to get to see this lineup. The lineup includes The Highwaymen and Jason Isbell, to name a few. Lauren Elena has set the date of her new EP, Getting Good, and it will be released on March the 6th, so just in time for C2C, though, of course, Lauren won't be performing at that show, but definitely... Definitely an exciting bit of news for everybody. Maren Morris had her baby shower. She is expecting very soon and looked absolutely gorgeous, dressed in baby blue. So obviously because she's having a boy. And in terms of releases this week, it wasn't that big a release in terms of albums, but we had some epic single releases. So Carly Pearce released her single You Kissed Me First that will be part of Carly Pearce 2. This album... We got to have a listen to it, and it's absolutely stellar. You guys will be, I probably have said this before, but it's honestly, for me, one of the albums of the year already. Get excited for it. Rob Mays William Michael Morgan released his new track, Whiskey Kinda Night. Again, another absolutely phenomenal track. He's got such rich just vocals that kind of you can tell instantly that it's him. This is a really tender and emotional ballad, and I really think his voice was suited perfectly for it. Brandi Clark also released her song, I'll Be the Sad Song, and for me, it really brought country music back to its sort of origins with Patsy Cline and all those kind of people. Really enjoyed this track, definitely worth a listen. And that's been your news for this week. So for this week's guest, we've got the lovely Tiara, who it was such a joy to talk to. She was part of CMT Next Women of Country's 2019 class. And so we got the pleasure of listening to her in Nashville, and honestly, her vocal will just blow you away. Go and check out Love You For That. That's one of my favourite tracks that she's released so far. I really hope you guys enjoy this chat, so please welcome Tiara.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really wanted to talk to you after seeing your performance at CMT Next Women of Country. I just thought you just had one of those, I'm sure people have told you this before, but like, it's magic when people can just hold a cap and capture an audience with just a guitar. And I think it was just a beautiful performance. So that's why I wanted to talk to you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That makes me so happy. Will you let me know how to say your name? Because I don't want to say
it. Of course, yeah. It's Imogen.
Imogen. Okay, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. It's one of those ones which, because I think the American pronunciation is Imogen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and I'm always that's like, how I was thinking. No, yeah. But I was like, I was pretty sure that was wrong.
No. So I wanted to first talk about your most recent project, which was obviously the video you did for My Truth. I think that was such a gorgeous song and the message behind it. So can you talk a bit about like the process of recording that for CMT and just what that song meant to you?
Thank you. Yeah, so I wrote that song with two of my friends, Nicole Croteau and Karen McCormick. And we just kind of wrote that song about how people, especially on social media, people perceive our lives kind of differently than sometimes they really are. Mm-hmm. You know, we just really show the good parts on Instagram and social media. And so we just wanted to write a song kind of letting everybody know that you don't really know what's going on in other people's lives and to not judge that. And so instead of recording the song like in the studio, we, my boyfriend Cameron Kennedy is a filmmaker.
Amazing.
So he recorded an acoustic video for us at the studio that he was working at. And we sent it to CMT, and they were more than happy to put it on CMT, which was really exciting because we were able to get the message out to more people.
Yeah, I can imagine it's one of those songs that loads of people kind of relate to and take something away from, because it's one of those ones which you can kind of like, it's just so relevant right now and relevant to so many different people.
I mean, even though I feel like some people don't want to say it, everybody is going through something in their lives, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with showing the best parts on social media, but I think it is important for people to know that, you know, everyone's life isn't perfect, especially when you have younger kids looking up to you.
Absolutely. And so you're actually the first person I've spoken to from Alabama on the show, which is really cool. So kind of, I know that sort of Alabama being in the South, was country music just something that you just grew up with your whole life, or were there loads of different influences on your music from a very young age?
I listened to a lot of different stuff. I kind of grew up in the age of, like, Taylor Swift. And, you know, like, all of the Disney Channel folks. So I listened to a lot of that. But I also love to listen to, like, country music and pop music and just a variety of different stuff. But I think what drew me to country music is the songwriting part of it. I started writing songs, and I wasn't really like trying to go for a specific genre. I just wrote what was on my heart and what I wanted to say, and the music that I was creating just naturally sounded country. And so that's when I like fell in love with country music, and I started looking at the songwriters of songs, and I saw that they were all in Nashville, and you know, I started visiting Nashville, and it kind of just was like an organic thing.
I think that's one of the most beautiful things about the genre is, or I personally don't know another genre which kind of places the songwriter as much to the forefront of the music as the artist themselves. It's obviously like, but people really do celebrate the songwriting aspect, which I think is so cool.
I mean, I think a lot of the times when people hear a song, they automatically think that the artist who wrote the song. And in Nashville, you know, it's really, they highlight the songwriters. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's a songwriters round going on, and you really get to know the people behind the songs, which I think is really cool.
And kind of when did you, going back, did you kind of know that it was music that you wanted to do? Was it something you'd always just grew up just singing left, right and center, or was it something that kind of came to you a little bit later?
So I always loved music, but when I was younger, like in middle school, I did like modeling and dance, and my parents really encouraged us to try a variety of different things just to see what we loved. And I was always in choir and all of that stuff, but I didn't really get serious about it until high school. That's when I started writing songs, and you know, I figured out that you could be a musician as a career. So I've started taking it seriously in high school and like performing around town and really just nurturing, you know, my performance skills and my songwriting skills.
And so you, while you were at university, I know you recorded some singles at the legendary Fame Studios. Kind of what was that experience like? I mean, it's just so steeped in history, you know, Aretha Franklin, all these amazing people have recorded there.
So I went to school at the University of North Alabama, which is in Florence, Alabama, and I was studying entertainment business.
Okay.
And the Fame Studios is like literally like 15 minutes away from the school. And my manager at the time had introduced me to someone at Fame Studios. And we just kind of started writing together like a couple times a week. And that was really like my first introduction into co-writing, because there's not really a huge co-writing community in Birmingham, Alabama. I was just writing by myself. But it was surreal, honestly, like getting to write and record music where like Aretha Franklin recorded music, you know?
It's crazy.
And honestly, before I decided that I wanted to go to UNA, I was like stuck on Belmont in Nashville, Tennessee, which is like one of the biggest entertainment industry colleges in Nashville.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand why, like, God was drawing me to North Alabama. But after that year in college, I realized that my reason for being in Florence was to record music. I learned so much as far as co-writing and you know, just nurturing my sound as an artist. So it was really cool to not have that noise around me. I feel like in Nashville, there's so many different artists, and it just wasn't like that in Muscle Shoals. So I really just got to hone in and focus on my music.
Which is so important, really. But you obviously did move to Nashville quite recently, if I'm not mistaken. Kind of what has moving to Nashville kind of given to your music? Because I know you've talked a bit about you know, the evolution of your most recent music and how it's got much more R&B influences rather than pop. So kind of, can you talk about, just kind of what the town's given to you and kind of how your music has evolved over time?
Yeah, so I moved to Nashville 3 years ago, and I made the decision to move after a year in college. I was visiting back and forth from Nashville back to school, and I just felt like I was learning a lot more of being in Nashville and being submerged in the community. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people will tell you. If you really want to do country music, you have to be in town, because there's just, it's such a tight-knit community. As soon as I moved to Nashville, I had a show, and I have been co-writing ever since I moved here. And it's been really cool, because in like the past year, I've really figured out the people that I love to write with and the people that understand the direction I want to go with my music. And I've gotten to work with some really cool producers and writers. It's just very valuable being in Nashville and, you know, being able to drop whatever you're doing and go to a show or go to a ride if somebody asks you to go to the next day. So
for sure.
I've been loving it.
And obviously, so a bit part of being in Nashville, you've kind of been involved with Song Suffragettes. Again, you know, it's such a pertinent time, I feel like, with everything going on at the moment surrounding women in country music. So kind of, I mean, I think they're one of them and CMT and these amazing organizations that are so supportive of women in country music. How important are they? And kind of also on the flip side of that, as fans and kind of journalists to country music, what do you think that from our side people can do to really support women in country music?
What was the last question that you asked?
Just like, what can fans and journalists and people just who are on the other side of music do to support women?
Gotcha. Okay. So I really Song Suffragettes and CMT are definitely like one of the huge supporters of females in country music, and there's obviously some other ones, but CMT actually just announced the other day that there's going to be like an even split of females and men on CMT, which I think is a huge step in the right direction. And
it's, you know, such good stuff.
Sometimes it's like, it's frustrating having to talk about it all of the time, but really that's the way that we're going to bring awareness to it, you know, and a lot of fans like aren't really, they're not submerged in the business side of country music as the artists are. So I think just continuing to talk about it is going to make fans realize that there is a problem. But
yeah,
I really do think in the past few months that things have started to turn around and people have started to realize that it doesn't make sense for just men to be on the radio because there's so many amazing females in country music, and we all have a different sound, and I feel like we all bring something different to the table, and not everybody in the world listens to the same type of music,
so you want
that diversity. And I think that we're really headed in the right direction for that.
Yeah, for sure. It's so funny because UK country radio is completely mixed, like there's just so much diversity on it, so it's really funny for us because we're like, there's not a problem on radio, but obviously it is very different. Also want to talk to you, so last year, was it last year or the year before, that you had the experience of going on Real Country with Shania Twain?
Yeah, the year before.
That sounds amazing. How did that all come about, and like, what was the story there?
Oh man, that was completely unexpected. It was their first year doing that show, and one of the members on my team had heard about the fact that they were doing the show, and they were having auditions in Nashville. So I auditioned for the show, and Shania picked me to be on her team, and it was like a fairly fast process. And it was, what I loved the most about the show was that it was filmed in Nashville, so you know, I got to still be, you know, co-writing and playing shows and stuff while we were filming the show. But honestly, I can't even, like, to this day, it's so hard for me to go back and watch the videos because it just makes me want to cry. Because it was such a cool experience.
Yeah.
And it was my first time doing anything like that and working with a bigger team. And we had wardrobe and they were so cool with, like, letting us pick the songs that we wanted to sing, which I feel like not a lot of shows are like that. They really let us have a lot of control, and they let us portray ourselves as who we are, you know, truly as an artist,
which is such a cool thing.
So I'm really grateful that I got to do that show.
Yeah, and off the back of that, you got to perform at Stagecoach, didn't you?
Yeah, that was my first time ever even being to Stagecoach, so it was so fun. It was so hot, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, hot but fun. And so I guess going into 2020, obviously having the CMT announcements being part of their class 2020 is a pretty big deal. But what kind of are you planning on going into 2020 with? Kind of, can we expect new music coming up?
Yes. So I have new music coming out in February. It's a song that I wrote when I was in Muscle Shoals, and I've kind of been holding on to it for a little while. But it's one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. So that comes out in February. And then I have a couple of other songs that I've written in the past few months that I'm super excited to release. And I have some other stuff that this is so annoying, but I can't say.
But it's always the way, isn't it? You're like, I've got to keep it under wraps, but keeping those secrets is hard. So I always just end with my final few questions. So wine or whiskey?
Wine or whiskey? Wine. Definitely wine.
What would you do if you didn't do music?
Oh, man. Probably something with like health and fitness or something with plants. I love plants so much. Ooh. So either one of those.
You're rather you than me. I literally kill all plants, so that would just, I'm terrible with them. Do you have
you should get a ZZ plant. You like literally cannot kill them.
You say that, but people said I couldn't kill a succulent and I still managed to kill one, so.
Okay, well granted, I killed a succulent. I honestly think that succulents are harder to kill.
Okay.
But there's like a ZZ plant, a pothos plant, I think that's how you say it, and then there's a snake plant. So just look into those.
Those will be my list. Do you have a pre-show ritual?
I do my vocal warm-up.
Yeah.
And then I honestly just like kind of kind of chill around and talk to my family and live with my family.
Do you have a record you couldn't live without if you were stuck on a desert island?
A record, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a good question. Probably, like, any one of Dolly Parton's records,
definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Literally anything. First concert you ever went to?
My first concert ever was Jonas Brothers.
Oh, so
really
respect that.
Really makes me seem super young.
Have you got a ticket to their tour, or have you been to their tour? The most recent tour?
No, I haven't gone to a recent one. I was super bummed. But I had like major FOMO watching all of my friends.
Yeah, that's literally my
their Instagram stories. But I'm still super Jonas Brothers fan, so I'm gonna have to catch another one of their shows.
Is there a song you wish you had written?
Definitely Blessed Broken Road. It's my favorite song ever.
That's such a good choice. And then finally, complete the sentence. So music is...
Music is healing.
Country music is.
Sorry, what did you say?
Country music is.
Oh, country music is. Country music is real.
And Tierra is.
Tierra's fun.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I love talking to you. And I hopefully will see you sometime, I guess, over in Nashville or in the UK, if that comes up anytime soon.
Yes.
A great...
Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Now that will do for another episode of Off the Record. As always, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and to listen along and to follow us along on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. As always, have a great week. Bye, y'all.